Well, it is the second day of training camp for the veterans here at the NovaCare Complex. Bo Wolf and Adam Kaplan taking a look right now at the defensive backs as they go through these warm-up drills with defensive backs coach John Lovett. You see Colt Anderson there, Adam, but you were talking about this earlier. There's really so many jobs open in this secondary, more so than we've seen in many years past.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think when you start at the cornerback position, the first three spots are absolutely secure. I don't think there's any debate there. But after that, there's a job for a fourth corner and a fifth corner. I think they actually will keep five corners because I think they need to, based on the way coverages are now in the National Football League. You really need to have depth, unless you have a safety who's capable of playing corner and safety. So I think there could be a guy that we weren't thinking about. I mean, maybe Trevard Lindley is getting another chance to kind of show what he can do. Is there that type of guy, Bo? We'll see, but I think there are jobs that could be won in training camp. It's some guys you weren't even thinking about.
So to clarify, when you say the top three guys, you're talking Kerry Williams, Bradley Fletcher, the two big free agent signings, and then Brandon Boykin, the nickelback, who did such a good job as a rookie last year. Beyond that, you're looking at guys like Curtis Marsh, the third-round pick from 2 years ago. You're talking about guys like Brandon Hughes, who's been a valuable player on this roster the past couple seasons. Trevard Lindley, you mentioned. Eddie Whitley was on the practice squad last season. And then there's also all the cornerbacks around the league who are in other camps elsewhere that this front office is going to be taking a close eye at.
Right, just a couple things. So you mentioned Curtis Marsh. Here's the guy who's been here a couple years. He hasn't quite been what they thought he would hope to be at this point, but they knew he was a project when they drafted him. My understanding is he's had a nice offseason. He's starting to progress. He's a guy who's physically gifted, but he's very new to the position. So that's why it's taken a little bit longer to get to where he needs to be. But he'll be competing for the fourth corner job. Now, I think what we have to understand is corners either play inside or outside. Boykin could play either, which is a good thing. So if one of the starters, projected starters, gets hurt, then he could go in there. Then the other problem is, okay, who's your fourth corner? Because that fourth corner now becomes a third corner. And see a guy could play inside or outside. These are the kind of things you have to look at when you make up your roster. That's why a guy like Trevard Lindley is really more of an outside corner. He's a physical guy, smart player who unfortunately got hurt a couple years ago. He's kind of bounced around, but they thought enough of him to bring him back. So, again, jobs are open.
Now, I will note that Curtis Marsh has been the corner to go in with the starters when Kerry Williams has sat down the last couple days and throughout the spring. But, obviously, as Chip Kelly has said, the depth chart is in sand right now. And that wraps up this talk of the defensive backs as they walk over and get ready to do some team drills. Bo Wolf and Adam Kaplan for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.